Any other surgical issues that you want to comment on? Maybe, I'm not going to say mistakes, but myths or misperceptions or things you would do differently when you see people coming in for second opinions?
Yeah, the major thing is that they come in for second opinion. What we're concerned about is that with the availability of these two randomized trials, non-inferiority trials showing that chemo and surgery seem to be non-inferior to each other, that there may be a lack of an opinion, a surgical opinion by a gynecologic oncologist. So we're trying to get the message out that, you know, as part of the normal workup, if a patient sees a medical oncologist first, that they at least get an opinion regarding surgery by a gynecologic oncologist to make an assessment as to whether or not surgery is feasible and would be of value in the patient.
These are patients with disease outside the abdomen?
No, not so much that, but, you know, even patients that have pleural fusions, some of those patients have the effusion because of migration of the fluid through the diaphragms. But it's more about when people see a CAT scan of a patient who has diffuse disease in the abdomen, there's kind of a freak out moment. And they say, oh, well, we need to debulk that with chemo first before you go to surgery. But in reality, many of those cases are operable. And that's why we wanted to advocate strongly that these patients be seen by a GYN oncologist first.
Interesting. I would not have guessed that, but that is interesting.